Hello, welcome to the I Am The Code podcast. I am your host, Mariam Jam. Happy Friday. I heard you loved the Pierre Gujabi Atipa. We have seen it on the data. Thank you so much for listening. You know, each time I do the I Am The Code podcast, I think about the young people who can benefit so much from Pierre Gujabi's wisdom. It is very rare for him to give interviews. I just wanted you to know that episode was for you. That's why this episode is not the regular episodes you will be having. But I made a special compilation for us to look back at some of the most inspiring moments and thought-provoking insights shared by our esteemed guests so far. Pierre Gujabi, of course, is one of them, but we had Beatrice Bondi and many, many people came on the podcast. We've heard from a myriad of personalities who are making incredible strides in their fields. And today, we want to reflect on their wisdom. I am learning so much from these individuals. And each time I have them on the podcast, for me, it is a lesson. We are in class. We must start listening to people. Active listening, as my friend Shuke Matsumoto told us. When we start listening actively to people, not assuming, prescribing, pretending that we are listening to people, I think we can fix the world. One of the things I loved about Beatrice Bondi is her talk about accountability and responsibility. The world is a very small place, but at the same time, people have money. They can really fix the world in their small ways. I love that from Beatrice. And Mike Wamaya, one of my heroes in Kibera, living in communities, places where it's hell for young women and girls for decades. We've been waiting for change to happen. And one of the things that Mike does, he's teaching young women how to dance. He told me that everybody deserves the right to dance. Dancing is like coding. It's a tool that we can use to fight poverty in Africa, in the world in general. When you dance, you are liberated. He said he wants to give people dignity, and he knows that the magic of dancing can fix the world. And when young people know who they are, love themselves, have self-esteem and confidence, they can go and fix the world. I love that from Mike. I also loved my friend Shuke Matsumoto. His humbleness, he's a monk from Japan, and he invited us to come and visit him. One of the things I've learned from Shuke as well is accountability, kindness, but also think about legacy. What sort of ancestor do you want to become? What are you leaving on this earth? Life is too short. You came on this earth with nothing, but you don't need to leave with nothing. You can actually make a difference. You can do something. And I love that from Shuke. And the questions he's been asking us still continues. How do we become better ancestors? We have more episodes for you for season 8. I've invited young people from all over the world who are fixing their communities, their businesses. They are giving back to society. They are concerned citizens who are trying to make a difference. From refugee camps to favelas of Brazil, people are paying little attention to these places. You know, we can pretend as much as we like. And I think one of the things COVID-19 taught us is that we are all in this together. They are rolling their sleeves to make a difference. But you can help them. If you're listening to this podcast, it means that you want to fix the world. Or you know someone who's fixing the world. And fixing the world doesn't have to be this gigantic task, as I said before. It could be a very, very small thing to do. Funding the girls, mentoring them, liking our Instagram posts. Whatever you can do for other people, please do it. Sometime, you may want to help people. Invite them to your home. Invite them to your business. Invite them to your communities or whatever you are doing. Include them. They may not see this now, But in the future, when they sit down and reflect profoundly, they will know you tried to help them. They will know you tried to educate them, inform them, and transform them. I want to thank you so much for your support, your love, and your kindness. Each time you support I Am The Code, you are elevating young women and girls. And I'm pleased to let you know that as of May last month, we have served over 12,000 meals to the Kakuma girls. The Kakuma girls had one meal a day. And because of I Am The Code and our partners, our project coordinators, and people working on the ground, we have managed to serve the girls their second meal. I'm not proud of this, because this should not happen in 2023. No young girl should go to bed hungry. Food is a human right, and young women and girls deserve good nutrition. They do. So thank you, Zurich Insurance. Thank you, Madeleine Fox. Thank you, everyone. I've got so many people to thank. But we should not be proud of ourselves by feeding girls and giving them their second meal in 2023. If you like this podcast, please continue to engage. Send me your feedback. I would love for you to share your favorite episode. DM me on Instagram. I look forward to interacting with you. One of the things I've learned this week is this. You deserve to create partnerships and friendship where your personal purpose shines. You do not need permission. You don't need small people to validate who you are. You will be underestimated in your life. You will be sabotaged. You will be overlooked or underlooked. Remember, you are enough. It is not the fault of the organization you're working for, your partners, or your team to define and enact your purpose. You are responsible for your life. And if you've been listening to my Ikigai Guidance videos, you'll find out that I've been saying this for a very long time. Accountability is important if you want to fix the world. As Pierre Gujarbi told us, we must care. When we care, we will fix things. We will make a difference. We will reach out. We will pay attention. People ask me all the time, why do you go to Kakuma refugee camp? Why do you go to Dadaab, home of over 300,000 people? Kakuma alone, 258,000 people. But these are my fellow Africans. I have to go and tell them I am here with you. That's why I take the plane to go and meet them, because I care. I care about the next generation of young women and girls who are suffering and sitting down in townships, in villages, walking around the streets of Dakar, Senegal, my country, being raped and abused, being violated, not having food on the table, sitting down near the waters, looking at horizons, looking at the sunshine and the sunset, dreaming for something to happen. Nobody's coming for these people. That's why this podcast is important. It is personal. And it's season 8, who is fixing the world. I am trying in my little ways in making a difference. I hope this podcast will inspire you to go and do something, make a difference. There's nothing you cannot do. If I can do this today, you can too. All you need to do is take action, take a small step, and you'll find out that you can make a difference. But above all, wherever you start, be consistent. Continue. Never give up. At I Am The Code, we will teach 1 million women and girls how to code by 2030. No matter what people do, what they say, how much trouble they give us as an organization, ignore us, it doesn't matter. I have a mission and a vision, and I hope you have a mission and a vision and take action. We are a very small team at I Am The Code, totally dedicated to making the world a better place by creating inspiring content for people who want to do better and be better. My learning this week is never give up. You are here because you are resilient. You are powerful beyond measure, as I said before. Do not let anyone take your power. You do not need permission to be on this earth. Make the most of it. Go out there and fix the world. I am your host, Mariam Jam. Have a lovely Friday. I am very emotional, but I'm signing off. Do not give up. Go out there and do something for you and for the world. Thank you so much, and I will see you on the next episode. Goodbye.